Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. It happens to every seller sooner or later, once in a while, the dreaded difficult buyer. Well, here now with five tips for dealing with him or her is Charlene Anderson. Yes, the very same Charlene Anderson that we were talking about in the Seller Unplugged segment.
Oh, yes, it is.
She's known on eBay as top-rated seller purveyor of all things creative. Char, what makes a difficult customer? And conversely, what makes a customer difficult? I know they're two different things.
But that's a really, really interesting question, because sometimes the wording of a listing can make it can set a customer off and, like, get their back up and make them antagonistic towards you. Listings that have lots of negatives in it. I don't do this. I don't do that. I won't do this. That can set some people the wrong way. And then there's just the people who, for whatever reason, are having a bad day. You know, the kids are sick, the dog's at the vet, all that kind of stuff. And they take it out on you.
And I always, when I'm talking to these people in life, I always try to say to myself, maybe they're having a bad day.
Yeah, I do too, because, you know, we all have them. It's a fact of life. But as sellers, we kind of have to put that aside, our bad days, and put ourselves in our buyer's shoes and say, okay, what can I do to fix this? Because usually you have a difficult buyer because something went wrong somewhere along the line.
So how can I diffuse an angry customer?
Well, first of all, your previous guest, I loved that mother thing, and I'm going to send it to my mom because she taught me a lot of what I know.
If you put that in Google, you'll find it. It's a fantastic article.
He was great. So the first thing is, like he said, saying, I'm sorry. Don't make excuses. Don't justify what happened. Just say, I'm sorry. Whether it's your fault or not, you know, bite the bullet and say, I'm sorry. And then figure out how you're going to resolve it. Because in the end, there has to be a resolution that works for both you and the buyer.
And you know what I hate? I hate it when the other person says, oh, I can tell that you're upset. Or when the other person says, oh, I'm so sorry you're having a bad day. Or,
yeah, oh, doesn't
or
that annoy
I'm
you
so
no end?
Sorry that you didn't like the color. It's like she's taken a, you know, a psychology course or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's trying to, you know, it just, I hate it.
That placate,
just say
that
I'm
overly
sorry
placating
and,
kind of thing.
Exactly. Just say I'm sorry and solve the problem.
That's exactly right. Because in the end, I have found that if you deal with customers that are difficult and make them happy, they will be much more loyal in the end than the one that nothing went wrong on.
Exactly.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, so you know, if you've been somewhere and something went wrong and they fixed it, you're more likely to talk nicely about them to everybody you know. Well, such and such a store, this screwed up, but look what they did. They fixed it and I'm happy.
See,
and that's what you want to do for your customers.
And that is one of the benefits of making mistakes and having a difficult customer, because you have an opportunity, don't you, Char?
You do, yeah. And I think the secret is to do as much as you can so it doesn't get to that, because it's an emotional suck, you know? It hurts when somebody's unhappy. So do all you can to avoid it by making sure your listings are complete and accurate and your photos are accurate and that your listing is in a general positive tone. Start there, but then realize no matter what you do, something will go wrong somewhere along the line, and you as a business owner have to fix it.
So when do you stop trying to appease a buyer? Is there a line that can be crossed where it goes from being a customer being just difficult to being something worse than difficult? And what do you do?
Yeah, and I can say I've had two of those, and I've been selling on eBay since 1998, so
that's
a long
good.
Time.
Yeah.
I've had two, and both of them when the email exchange immediately turned to threats of physical violence.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I've had two of those where, you know, I'm going to kill you kind of stuff and all that over, you know, I sell arts and crafts stuff. mean, it's not like, you know, it's not the end of the world, right?
Oh,
God. And I will fix it. You don't have to threaten to kill me. I'll fix it. But that was the first messages from these two people. So I reported to eBay, and I actually filed a report with the local police department just so it was on file.
Yeah.
Those, there was no appeasing, no doing anything, you know?
Did you have any idea in either case why they went off the deep end?
One of them, their item arrived broken, and the other one, I have not a clue. So the one that arrived broken, I would have replaced it if they'd have said, hey, here's a picture of the item, look, it was broken. I'd have replaced it, because I don't sell collectibles. I sell arts and crafts stuff, which is readily available. So not a big deal. You don't need to threaten to kill me, you know? It will be done. But for the most part, I've been very fortunate that people who buy art and crafty stuff, for 99.9% of them are really wonderful people.
Yeah.
And that other point, you know, 1% that's having a bad day, if you just treat them like a human being with feelings and put yourself in their shoes, they'll be fine too.
Other than the guys.
And then there's that small segment, that really tiny slice of the humanity pie, which are psychotic.
Yeah.
And you ran into two of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, who would ever? You have to be kind of really messed up to send a note to somebody and the first correspondent saying, I'm going to kill you.
Through eBay messaging, no less.
Yeah, like there's no record of that now.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, you weren't the brightest psychopath in the world, right?
You're so, no Hannibal Lecter.
So
he
would have
thought this out.
He would have eaten the art supplies.
Right.
But tell us.
Or the artist.
Do you have an example, other than the psychopaths, of a difficult buyer story you want to tell us?
Well,
What was that? I
do get.
Griff, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
It's not, fell.
It wasn't me. I'm fine here, too.
Okay.
So. I do get a lot of people who question price on things.
Well, that's
and they
okay.
come about it in a very aggressive way, like, I can find this item cheaper at XYZ. You know?
Yeah.
And in most of the cases, when I have items that are priced above their market value, it's because I'm the only one who has them. You know, I know the manufacturer, and they're out until Christmas time, and so I can raise the price because the demand is there and there's very little on the market. And I say, you know, all you can say for those kind of people is the beauty of online selling is you can purchase wherever you want. Feel free to ask me if you have any questions about the item. Just very calm and innocuous, because you don't want to start a pissing match, for want of a better word, going back and forth about it, you know, because you're never going to win.
How quickly do you get back to these people?
I'm sorry, I missed that, Lee.
How quickly do you get back to these people?
Immediately. I'm really, when I'm not sleeping, I answer within minutes most of the time, because I'm on the computer anyway.
Well, Griff and you have the same philosophy. I mean, Griff, if somebody says to Griff, I don't like the shirt, that's all they have to say. Or all they have to say is, I want a return. They don't have to go into specifics for Griff. Although you probably like to know why, don't you, Griff? Do you ask them why?
I do, but I don't make that, you know, I say, of course, you don't like the shirt. I want to take it back from you. No questions asked, no consequences. Here's 25% off your next purchase. Was there something I could have done better to make it clearer in the description about the, you know, what the shirt was?
That's exactly it. Because if you don't learn from why they wanted to return it, you haven't gained anything.
Yeah. So, and that's important.
I agree, because, you know, in the whole scheme of things, I don't know about you, Griff, but I get so few returns, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I get, my return rate has dropped now to, it's 1% of my sales from last year were returns.
Yeah, I'm at like 0.1. It's ridiculous, you know?
That's pretty good.
And I do think having that positive feeling in your listing helps buyers feel comfortable.
Yes.
You know, you know the listings I'm talking about with this. I don't do this. I don't do that. Don't ask about this. Don't ask about that, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't build any rapport or confidence.
Well, you feel you're being lectured and hectored by a merchant before you even walked in their store.
Yeah, like going into a car showroom where they're all over you. You know, that's why you shop online a lot of times, because you don't want to deal with that. You know?
Charlene, have you always been a calm person that handled things this way? You said you've been selling on eBay since 1998.
Well, let's just say, when I respond to buyers, I always have been, yes. But that doesn't mean that when I don't get these messages, I don't stomp around the living room and yell at the walls for a minute and then calm down and go back.
Which is okay.
Which is what I do usually. You know, or I'll tell the dog, you know, that this is just ridiculous and all of that. And then you've got it out of your system and you can answer the buyer in a calm and professional manner. Don't ever answer when you're angry.
Yes,
not good.
And that's a life lesson. You should never do anything while you're angry.
Right. Very true.
So were you an entrepreneur before you started selling on eBay?
Well, actually, no. I was, you know, I was kind of...
Oh, I was talking to Charlene.
Okay,
I was talking to our guest for this segment. Remember,
yeah, I've always been an entrepreneur. I owned a brick-and-mortar store starting in 1984, so way back when.
Oh, wow.
But my parents were entrepreneurs. They owned a business that made nuts and bolts for all the major aircraft companies and for NASA. So I went to work with them from the time I could, you know, go into the office. So it's kind of stuck with me.
That's pretty
funny. Have that entrepreneurial spirit through your family.
I do, and I think I learned a lot from my mom, especially, about how to handle customers, because that was her really, really strong point.
Well, Charlene, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor, all things creative. And you can read about her on, what was it, Griff? ebay.com/unplugged.
ebay.com/unplugged.
You can read her story. Char, I brag to people that I've been to 17 countries. Then I heard about you.
It's why I work so hard, so I can go to all these places.
You've been to 100 countries.
Yikes!
Over 100, yeah.
Amazing.
I'm going to have to talk to you sometime about that. This segment was sponsored by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Give us a call at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rock and Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed. Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Purchasing the right postage scale for your business requires you to stop and think about both your present and future shipping needs. If you usually ship less than 500 lightweight items per month, it's likely that a digital consumer-grade scale will fit the bill perfectly. Shipping higher volumes or larger packages? A sturdy industrial shipping scale will more likely be called for. If your future plans call for adding heavier items to your product line, invest now in a scale capable of handling the weight in order to be prepared. Choosing the right postage scale will make for an easier flow to your fulfillment process and may even increase the number of shipments you can handle. Music to an entrepreneur's ears.
This tip is brought to you by Endicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.